Well, this is not so beautiful, but it has to be dealt with. There is a warning out. First up here, with Oakland County's largest health provider. Don't come to the emergency room unless it's urgent. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne has more about Beaumont Health's message and a look at other area hospitals who are also running short on available beds. Marie?
And Paul, this is an unusual announcement from Beaumont Health. It's 8 hospitals and 2 emergency centers are very near capacity. Beaumont officials say some of the emergency patients are arriving with COVID-19 symptoms, but the majority have other health problems that have been ignored during the pandemic and that have now become urgent. Doctors say patients should consider other options like urgent care centers, but they are clear that no patients will be turned away from their emergency rooms. Dr. David Donaldson is the emergency center chief and medical director of the vaccine clinic at Beaumont Troy. He said, if you're short of breath, come to the emergency room for an evaluation. The issue, according to Donaldson, patient volumes have returned to pre-pandemic levels, but that is on top of the COVID numbers. Beaumont says 241 patients were hospitalized for COVID-19 across the system as of Wednesday. Most are unvaccinated. About a third were vaccinated, and most of those are elderly people who were among the very first people to get the shots. Henry Ford announcing earlier this week it had to close 120 beds due to staffing shortages. Beaumont is down 180 beds. St. Joseph Mercy Hospital was full at 100%, while St. Joseph Mercy Livingston Hospital in Howell is at 98%. The Detroit Medical Center, Detroit Receiving, and Hutzel Hospitals are listed at about 99%, according to their site. And Michigan Medicine is down to 13 beds. So, Paul W., the bottom line is, if you are in an emergency like a heart attack, you need to go to the emergency room and you will be seen at Beaumont Hospital. Otherwise, please reconsider. Maybe you can go to an urgent care center, at least for the next little bit.
What are you hearing behind the scenes, Marie, on the nursing shortage?
Well, it's critical. And in fact, Henry Ford Hospital, when they made their announcement that they were about, they're going to close down the 120 beds due to staffing shortages, that was across the board. So that means like people in housekeeping and food services. But the biggest problem is in nursing care, in that a lot of nurses just retired during the pandemic. I mean, they were frankly worn out. And also, new nurses are not coming on board.
For years now, nurse burnout under the best of conditions that we were living in. Go back way before pandemics, we were talking about this problem of the pressures on nurses and the burnout and those that would retire early or decide that a different career is for them. And now, through what they've been going through and all the frontline people on this pandemic, there's only so much people can do and take.
It's interesting, this whole pandemic and its impact, of course, on so many different industries and institutions in our lives. So in the restaurant business, a lot of restaurants have had to look closely at how their workers are being treated. And I wonder if that doesn't have to happen in healthcare as well, a reevaluation on what the workers need in order to move forward.
Well, that's going to happen in all businesses, no doubt. And when you talk about restaurants and there's no end in sight for their problems, the pay scale now for like a dishwasher is up at some places to $61,000.
Yeah.
It's a very low skill level job.
Right.
But it's
entry
a very
level.
Necessary mm-hmm. job.
Yep.
And
yep.
Restaurants are not going to be able to deal with what it's going to cost to be open once they can get people back, which is still hard to do.